The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a very special edition at the RNC MKE 2024, Monday, the quiet before the storm. We're at Kimpale's. Welcome to your fair city.
Hey, welcome to Brady Street once again, Crudy. It's not so long ago we used to hang out here a lot. Welcome to Milwaukee. Thank you, Rich, working the board, doing the sound here at the RNC in the MKE.
This could be, and this is not hyperbolic, for a change. This could be one of the biggest political days in the history of our nation, Dom. Of course, the crazy news over the course of the weekend, the assassination attempt of Donald J. Trump. And the question, I heard it asked today on the Turning Point set of Charlie Kirk as he was interviewing Carrie Lake, senatorial candidate from Arizona. We'll share some of that sound later in the big show. You wouldn't want to miss that.
No, absolutely not.
But the question, where were you when you heard the news, as they would tell it, the president had been shot? And I'm like, Joe Biden's been shot? You know, their president, the former guy.
They always say President Trump. Is he ever a former president? He's a former president. So, no, President Biden is safe and well and spoke to the nation more than a couple of times. And I thought helped tone things down, do his part, be very presidential. But where were you, Crudy? Where were you? What were you doing when the former president got shot at?
I was at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. And just for the record, yes, I did call the Prince of Wissota, Lake Wissota. I called Pat Kreitlow and let him know I was entering
his territory.
Dominion.
Yeah, right.
You
got to pay tribute, man, when you come to town.
I did offer to buy him a beer.
I mean, speaking of which, welcome to Milwaukee.
Yeah, thanks. I told Maggie Dawn I was here. So, went up to Chippewa Falls with Mrs. Crudy, and we had a star-studded weekend. Ludicrous on Friday night.
Yeah.
And Charlie Baron.
Get out
Saturday
the way,
night.
Man.
And you know who turned him out? Ludacris.
Yeah.
Ludacris had more people at the concert than Charlie Baron's.
You know, when he was here in Milwaukee a week or two ago, his show got canceled. Maybe it was in Franklin or something, one of the local venues. It was raining. It was really, you know, June was terrible, lots of storms. He rolled into Third Street Market with a speaker and kept doing his show, man.
We're talking about Charlie now, right?
No, we're talking about Ludacris.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, man. He came out and did a thing, walked around.
You know, I was surprised, and this has nothing to do with the RNC. Thank you for
yeah, you're welcome.
Taking me on this tangent, because, of course, this eventually will lead to the conversation about the assassination attempt.
Plenty of time. Plenty of time.
But, yeah, we were at a Charlie Baron show, and then you're, like, looking around to see if anybody else heard or whatever, and the people immediately next to us at the concert, they knew, but then – you know, everybody's looking at the other one like, yeah, but what team are you on?
Right.
Like, is this good or a bad thing in your world?
And
it's sad that we are so polarized. But today, Dom, we're in Milwaukee in Kimpale. The fine folks here, Paco and his crew, they opened the place up just so we could host some friends from down here on Brady Street. And we got a cavalcade of friends, all legal eagles. Today, we've got Matt Flynn joining us at 4:30 Central Time. Matt Flynn, attorney, very direct speaker, and friend of ours. He used to broadcast right across the street back in the RRD days. And former U.S. Attorney James Santel. We're going to discuss one of the other humongous headlines of the day. All the classified documents have been dismissed.
Oh, you mean the espionage case in Florida has been dismissed by Judge Cannon? Shocking.
Over what, the special counsel? Because Justice Thomas said, someone should look at the special counsel statutes.
All you need is a reason. It's some justification.
We're going to have
cover.
We're gonna have Legal Eagle, host of Amicus, a law review, James Santel, our good friend, join us in the 5 o'clock happier hour to talk about a topic that does not make me very happy. So we will get there. But the party in Milwaukee, despite the fact there was an assassination attempt against Donald Trump on Saturday night, and, you know, God forbid that bullet had struck him fatally, mortally. I mean, we could have violence in the streets. I am quite pleased, and you know, I was never rooting against the man's physical health. You know, I have encouraged him to get a little more exercise, a few less cheeseburgers, but, you know, that's on you. Each man and woman has their own personal freedoms to make those choices, Tom, as do I.
Yep.
I ate all the chips and salsa.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
But, Trump's coming here, and apparently this assassination attempt on his life has changed his perspective in some way. He's tearing up the speech, starting over, going to the drawing board, Dom. So
I'll believe that when I see
it. Do you think he will continue to call us vermin? Do you think he will continue to describe this beautiful city as horrible? Or do you think there will be a little toning down of the rhetoric?
You would hope that would be the case. But I also hope that he would become more presidential once he got into the Oval Office the first time. And he's received grace from other political leaders and folks that he did not give and has not given them. So that's the fact. Whether or not it changes his tune, his speech, his tone, you know, we'll wait and see. It certainly didn't change MTG's. There's a lot of folks out there blaming, you know, the Dems or Biden or the media for this. You know, obviously, we've been very clear on this. Political violence has no place in our discourse. This is why we have self-governance. We can have these conversations and not resort to it. That's always a bad thing. You hear people casually talk, even prior to this, about civil war and bring your guns and all those kinds of things. And it's dangerous. It's wrong-headed, and I think those folks that talk like that so casually don't understand that it never works out the way you think it's going to. So I am thankful that the former president has not been murdered, period. Now, whether or not that changes his reaction or his tone, I don't know. I'd like to think so, but I've seen nothing about this man that would make me think that anything will ever change him for the better.
Well, Dom, I think there's only one appropriate reaction: tequila and tacos. Let's throw a party.
I've been trying, man.
Let's throw a party at Campale, just 1 mile from the heart of the green zone in Milwaukee, and you're all invited. It's an open invitation. MAGA, libtards, you're all invited to come party with the greatest radio show host ever. That's us.
That's us, just for the record.
At Campale tomorrow, when they're open to the public, we encourage you to come down and join us, and we will broadcast live from 3 to 6 across the Civic Media Network. Our friends in broadcast, Maggie Dawn, doing her show right now. But 4 to 6, we play statewide, worldwide. Hell, Dom. We'll be broadcasting to our friends at WCPT and KTNF, and we'll be doing it with your accompaniment at Campale tomorrow. Come on down. The doors are open just for our little party. Hell, they're always open on Tuesdays, but
that's so crudy. I was
our party will still go on, and I think it's the only appropriate reaction to a presidential assassination attempt.
Yeah.
Tequila and tacos. And a bipartisan party. That's what we've always been about.
And a rum and cokes?
Well, yeah. I mean, drink some tequila. When in
Rome.
When in Campale, do as Paco.
I've been trying to party to avoid it, man. Great weekend. I mean, so much going on in the city of Milwaukee. Everything gets jammed in these weekends. We only have so many weekends here on Lake Michigan. And so we were out at Bastille Days, right up the street here, having a great time. It was obviously burning hot, bands playing, eating beignets and having some drinks, and ducked into...
Tell me more about these beignets.
Ducked into a bar called This Is It, the oldest gay bar in the state of Wisconsin, to cool off and grab a couple more drinks. And that's when the notification started going off. Now, I didn't have my phone on. It was in my pocket. It wasn't out. We were just hanging around talking. And all of a sudden someone piped up, hey, there was an assassination attempt. My first reaction was, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And then, of course, you have to believe it because you see the video, you see what's going on.
At first, they weren't clear. They said loud noises at a Trump rally.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's right after the 4th. Someone brought in some fireworks or something.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
But, obviously, it turned out to be an assassination attempt, man. And that was just like, it strikes you, you know. It's like, man, people, why do you got to go to that extreme? So, yes, a political party, a bipartisan party, Crudy, was always about the political party for us. So, sure, RNC, DNC, Libtards, Megas, everyone likes a tequila and tacos. Come on down.
Even Scott Walker? even Ron Johnson?
No, wait. I mean, the hero that is Ron Johnson?
The hero. Have you not heard this story, people? Ron Johnson's immigration chart that he started way back in 2014 and has been adding lines to it.
What does he have, like lists of all the illegal immigrants in the country? What's his chart?
A chart. And now I've made some MAGA friends. You know, I was even given one of the buttons, one of the delegate buttons.
Ooh.
From the great state of Texas. I'll introduce you. Oh, here it is. Very Texan, very big.
Very big.
Milwaukee 2024, the Texas delegation trading them off, apparently. You know, you can either get these or AR-15 bullets.
I mean, whatever you want. You got to go to the vending machine for those.
Three GOP states. We never did get to that story last week.
So much to get to. So
we
little time.
We are rolling out the party here at Campali tomorrow. There'll be tacos, tequila, maybe some polka music. Dom and Crute and you can come join us. But this big show. The first day of the RNC in Milwaukee, and I got lots of people to introduce you to. Trump has been officially nominated, and he rolled out the VP, J.D. Vance, apparently. I think he is one of the most despicable Republicans in the nation. You know, he rounds out the ticket nicely.
I mean, he adds something to it.
As do we. Tequila, tacos, the devil's advocates, RNC, MKE 2024. Oh, it's special. You're listening right now.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, live from Campali on Brady Street in Milwaukee, about 1 mile from the RNC. You can join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dom, I'm working on 20,000 steps in the green zone today,
wow,
man. My dogs are barking already. I am getting my steps, and I met lots of mega people, and I have gallivanted all around downtown Milwaukee, primarily on foot, man, because don't bring your car down here. But here's what I can assure you. Tomorrow, when you come to the party at Campale, down by, like, Water Street, Brady Street, this end.
Fine.
No problems at all. I got parking right. We're both parked right out front. Join us tomorrow. We will do our next live broadcast, the Tuesday edition. I mean, today could be the busiest news day in the history of forever. And tomorrow, probably tamer. Time for tequila and tacos. And a little bipartisanship, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Here at Campale. Join us on Brady Street tomorrow, Dom. But let me introduce you to a guy who's out representing the 414, MKE. This guy's name is Anthony. And I do want to preface playing Anthony's sound with the fact that Anthony does spin a conspiracy theory that we do not condone about the assassination attempt on Trump. But I want you to hear him because he's out there greeting the delegates as they enter the green zone today. The green zone, the security zone. They don't call it that. That's what I call it. But play it for the people. This is Anthony from the MKE.
Just get a name.
Anthony.
Anthony, what motivates you to be out here talking trash to the RNC people?
What motivates me is because these people want to change things. They want to take things back to like they was in the days. We ain't trying to go back there because we came too far just to turn around.
Anthony, from Milwaukee?
Yes.
Gotcha. So, what's it like when 50,000 Republican MAGA supporters come to your town?
Right.
You concerned at all that there was an assassination attempt against Trump the other day?
No, that was a stage host.
You think so?
Yes.
Gotcha.
It was staged.
Anthony, any other thoughts for the people of Milwaukee today?
I mean, they just have to get out and vote. Go by and vote for Biden and Harris. Take your friend, take your neighbor, take your mother, take your cousin, take everybody. But we need to get Biden back in office. We don't need Donald Duck in office.
We don't need Donald Duck in office. We need Joe Biden in office.
Take your lover, take your cousin. Hopefully they're not the same one, Brady.
That was Anthony. He was wearing like a Donald Trump t-shirt with like a pig t-shirt, and he had like a picket sign, say fight racism, fight the reactionary Republicans. And he was literally trash talking delegates like, there you go. You're going to see Donald Duck. You know, I mean, he was not just waving or,
oh no, he was
being seen.
He was being present and being seen and being heard.
He was being heard.
Yeah.
He was being heard outside the green zone immediately at the pincer point where you got to enter at least one of them. So that's where I met Anthony. There were other people that I met today, and I'd like to introduce you to some of the others, Dom, because this was, you know, sort of a changed event suddenly. I mean, you cannot not be aware of the fact there was an assassination attempt on Trump. And here we've got all these delegates coming. And, you know, what could they expect? They're going into, you know, what, a protest zone, a safe zone? They're not exactly sure.
Well, Brian Schimming, chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party, said that this is the most secure spot in the world right now.
Not for your feet. You're going to need to walk. So put on some comfortable shoes, and Crudy will take you through.
Hey, if Crudy can get 20,000 steps in, folks, you can do it too.
I am well on my way. This next woman, I believe her name was Mindy. I asked her about the assassination attempt on the president, former President Trump. They all call him President Trump still, obviously. Obviously. And any concern about the weapon of choice of the shooter, an AR-15, she was not concerned about that. Played for the people. Rich?
Concerned about the type of weapon that was utilized in the AR-15?
No, I own several of them. They're not. My concern was security, but I think that should, as a layman looking at it from the outside, clearly I have no knowledge of their planning, and I respect the Secret Service and the job that they do, but it's concerning, so I hope that they look into it. Well, at this point, it's more than concerning, but no, it's a legitimate weapon. It's actually it can be used for many things, so no, I have no concern.
Shooting at the president, shooting at other people, many purposes.
Many AR-15 many has. People can be shot with an AR-15. She has several of them. Wow.
That is a military weapon, in my opinion. But anyways, meeting the delegates.
Yes.
I was here to meet the MAGAs,
that's
Dom.
Right, that's right.
And we'll meet a few more on the other side. We are doing a very special show, a little private edition from Kampali, getting the staff ready for the big public party. And you can all be a part tomorrow, RNC Tuesday edition. Hell, they've rolled out perhaps the most despicable candidate in the nation to be his vice president, J.D. Vance. And do you think when Vance takes the stage, perhaps later this evening, will they force him to shave his face?
Apparently Trump not fond of the facial hair, but Junior's got lots of facial hair.
Well, Junior didn't get the vice presidential nod.
it's just not very presidential.
Although both the prominent Trump sons, Barron just knew to the political spotlight, but the two Trump sons got to cast the deciding, electoral votes on behalf of the state of New York? No, it
Florida.
Was Florida.
Yep.
For New York had to throw it in there. Florida and the state of Wisconsin. I saw your buddy Schimming give the delegates from the state of
Was that a beaming
Wisconsin.
Scott Walker standing behind Schimming?
Beaming.
Beaming. Very happy.
Beaming Scott Walker. This is his state, Tom.
Hell no, this is our state. And J.D. Vance, the Lincoln Project, they already released a supercut of all the interesting observations and opinions J.D. Vance has said about Donald Trump historically. So we'll play that for you in the 4 o'clock hour as well.
That and the Kerry Lake, where were you when you heard the president got shot? We got some Kerry Lake sound. We got some Crudy doing some celebrity spot, and I saw some actual Republican celebrities today. I'll tell you about that. We'll introduce you to that dude.
Alvin Porter Jr. from South Carolina.
Yeah, wearing his Lincoln hat and talking to yours truly. RNC MKE 2024 special Devils Advocates live at the Kampala. You can join us here tomorrow, but this show continues.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show live on the scene in Milwaukee, RNC MKE 2024 for the Love of Democracy tour. It continues, Dom. And tomorrow you can be a part. Join us at the Kampala Tacos and Tequila restaurant right here on Brady Street, open to the public. We'll be doing a live broadcast 3 to 6 p.m. You can join us. The party will continue, into the evening.
It's a way better party than what's going on at the forum right now.
I suspect it might be. Now, Dom, I was up humping my ass through the green zone, sweating my you-know-what's off. And my customary, I wear a Badger hat.
Kind of slide and camouflage with all the red.
I did. I wore my Badger cap. And I walked out there, and I was in the red zone, green zone, red zone. And red zone's where you score the touchdowns. Green zones are apparently, I don't know what you do there. You get on the Grindr app, and you look for your gay male hookers in Milwaukee
it's
this
gonna
week.
Be busy.
I'm not
it's
sure
gonna be busy.
What the party's going to look like. But there were a lot of enthusiastic delegates rolling into this event. And there were at least a couple of people that I think you should get to meet. One is Mindy. Did we meet Mindy?
We did Mindy. Mindy was the Air 15.
Yeah, Mindy's got some Air 15s. But here's another guy I met. Alvin Porter Jr. Fresh off the plane from South Carolina. Apparently he's here. He gave me a business card. Said he's running for coroner in some, backwards county in South Carolina. But very enthusiastic. He's got a black suit on, bow tie, and a stovetop sort of pipe, Lincoln-esque. And in fact, the top is made out of a picture of Abraham Lincoln. And this is what Mr. Porter had to say to yours truly when we met earlier today, coming to Milwaukee for the big party. Play it for the people, Rich.
Abraham Lincoln, 16th president. He was the first Republican of 1860. And he wrote these eloquent words. 47 years ago, our forefathers brought forth to this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation can long endure.
Are you concerned someone took a pot shot at the
former
president?
I'm very concerned. And we are just not really Democrat and Republican. We are Americans. And we need to learn to live together in love and peace and harmony. After this election is over with, we are still Americans. And that's what we need to do, love and respect one another.
All right on, Alvin. How do
you
argue
with message.
That? Yeah, absolutely. You kidding me?
And, of course, come together at Kampala and drink tequila and eat tacos on Tuesday. But that's tomorrow. I met Alvin earlier today.
Quoting Abraham Lincoln.
The great emancipator.
How about, his candidate. You know, like, if you're a big star, they'll let you do anything. You can grab by the huh-huh. Or the world-famous Covfefe. You know, there's so many wonderful, eloquent words and statements coming from the former president. Perhaps he should, you know, study some of Trump's comments over the last 8 years. Just saying.
It did strike me that the circus had come to Milwaukee. And the
you think?
The crazier the outfit or the costume, the greater the likelihood that this contingent of media, people like myself,
would pay attention,
are going to pay attention.
Yeah.
So, right. You know, here's a black Republican wearing a Lincoln suit, you know, well, caught my attention.
Yeah.
Caught my eye.
Yep.
And this other gentleman, I'd like to introduce you to him next, Alberto Herrera. And Alberto is a very nice guy in this regard. He gave me a gift. He came bearing Texas delegation pens, and they make them bigger in Texas, special for this little event. And I invited him over for some tequila and some tacos, and he told me he was here as a delegate, and we discussed Trump, and we discussed other topics. But he said, I literally live within a stone's throw of the border, and that is the issue for me. This is the issue that I bring to talk about in Milwaukee. And then I mentioned he brought his golden doodle. So he's got his dog dressed up in this complete Trumpster outfit as well. So he and his dog match, except he's got the cowboy hat on. But he told me, Alberto told me, he said, well, that's her Tuesday outfit.
What?
She puts on, and she's got her own Instagram account. So
I
did tag her just so she knew that I had acknowledged her as well.
Doesn't that make this trip to the RNC a business expense now? You got to promote the dog's, you know, Instagram.
Apparently,
everyone's an influencer these days. Man.
And if you'll note the statue behind Alberto, those that have not followed us on the Devils Advocates Facebook page, why not? It's a big Trump 2024. Effectively, it's a three-dimensional letter statue out in front of the Fiserv Forum. And this is like drawn, mossed a light bulb. They're all coming to take their photos.
Take their selfies in front of it, yeah.
The Trump 2024 or climate or do whatever. And so anyways, I just, you know, hung out and met some people there. And this was one of them. Again, Alberto Herrera brought his service dog. And his dog is a member of the Gun Owners of America. I didn't know if he joined of his own volition, but he was wearing the Gun Owners of America vest.
Can you shoot a gun?
The dog
guns?
Was wearing it. So here's Alberto talking about his vantage on the border and immigration.
Alberto, we met here in Milwaukee, but you tell me you live within a stone's throw of the border.
Yes, we're right there on the Alcaduras Bridge. Our street goes straight to the border. From our house, you can see the border, you can see the bridge, you can see literally, quotation, the illegal activity as it occurs. Our house is also, we live in a compound type house, 8-foot wall. Right behind our house is about a 30,000 green space. At nighttime, you hear the coyotes, the four-legged and the two-legged kind, traveling. I looked over the wall one day and you could see the bracelets, clothing, food particles and wrappers where they actively go behind our house. So border security is not just an issue with our family, it is very personal.
And that was Alberto. The dog had less to say. Seemed quite warm
nice.
In the sun there. Also getting blisters. Although, to his credit, Alberto, so the dog wouldn't burn his paws.
Had
little red Trumpster dog booties.
Good. If you're going to take the dog out in 90-degree concrete heat down at the Forum in downtown Milwaukee, I would hope that you'd, you know, take precautions.
One would hope. So those were just a few of the people I met today, Don. And I'm sure I'm going to have a week chock full of meeting these MAGA faithful of all shapes, sizes, and, okay, primarily white men, but there were some others. There were some others. You know, it wasn't homogenous white. There was this gentleman I met and introduced to the audience, Mr. Porter.
And I appreciate you going down there, Curdy, picking up my credentials, doing all the heavy lifting. So perhaps we get down there.
No heavy lifting. I didn't take the gear inside.
Okay, good.
Remember, we're outside the tent.
Yes.
Peeing in. So I really just had to carry myself, you know, sort of out of pocket, as they say.
Well, you're still a heavy dude, man. I appreciate it. You got inside the dome, though. You went inside, checked it out. What's it look like? What's it smell like? What's the feeling?
It smells like MAGA.
Yeah.
Today's, you know, the big theme today, make America wealthy again. And I'm like, when was America wealthy? And aren't we doing okay? I mean, as world economies go, we have a lower inflation rate than any of the G7 nations. We have a greater jobs picture. I mean, really, the American economy is to be envied at the current state.
So, as compared to the rest of the world, certainly.
As the first guy we met, Anthony, the guy from Milwaukee, saying, you know, don't come down here trying to take us backwards. And when you ask people, when was America great? When was America great? It was, what, the 1960s? You know, most people think America was great when they were in middle school. Because people are primarily nostalgic about when they were a teenager. Back when things were simpler and they didn't know, you know, life wasn't as complicated then because, you know, they hadn't been
chewed up and spit out yet.
Yes. So, anyways, Dom, it's a ticket now. We now know the ticket. It's Donald Trump and it's J.D. Vance and chaos. That's what the ticket is.
We did see some headlines. Mega World erupts. With the pick of J.D. Vance, apparently a
rhino-never
Trumpster has now been, I don't know, if you're mega, you're probably not very happy about that. And if you're a rhino-never Trumpster, you're probably not very happy about that. So who wins with this pick is my question.
I'm not sure who you win over with this pick.
Nobody cares.
What constituency are you trying to win with this?
With J.D. Vance?
With J.D. Vance, the super mega ass kisser from Ohio. It's not like the Republicans
reformed
carry
super mega. I mean,
Ohio.
He wasn't always super mega, man. That's what we're going to get to.
A never Trumper who became super mega.
It's amazing how that. I mean, the entire state of Wisconsin was a never Trumper, and then Trump rolled over the entire GOP.
You know, it's a little sad because that means that Dan O'Donnell was wrong about the Doug Burgum Trump partnership. The president and VP pick.
Oh, with the money. Doug would be the money guy.
Because they had bought the Trump-Burgum website, apparently.
Oh, no.
As a contingency plan.
Your right-wing talk radio buddy, conservative talk radio buddy, Crudy.
And then we also heard that poor little Marco Rubio had been told he didn't make the cut. And then J.D. Vance, apparently, by process of elimination, becomes Trump's VP candidate? He's the best you got to offer, Republicans. So, anyways, I hope you're excited.
Yeah, are you excited for J.D. Vance? Didn't he write what was the hillbilly something?
Hillbilly eulogy.
Eulogy?
Elegy.
Did you read it? Do you know anything about it?
I have seen the movie. It was okay, movie.
Cliff Notes?
It's about poor people. He grew up poor. Life was tough.
Yeah.
I mean, Appalachia is tough and hard on people. Okay, so he persevered. Great. I mean, it is a compelling life story, but, you know, he could have chosen to be a novelist. He could have chosen to be a decent human being. And instead, he chose to sell his soul, not for rock and roll,
I mean,
but
at least
for a place on the
it.
Trump ticket. And I'm not trying to use harsh rhetoric. I'm just telling you, the guy was a never-Trumper. We've got tape of this guy just trashing Trump, and yet somehow he is that much better than the other alternatives in the Republican Party. He kissed that much ass. He was loyal enough. And this tone of Trump. Apparently, Trump's coming to the stage tonight. And I wonder, you know, are they going to milk it? Are they going to have, like, a ear patch? You know, are they going to have him, like, in a wheelchair coming out there?
Yeah, you always get the most sympathy in court when you come in with a neck brace.
A neck brace?
Yeah.
Of course, Trump had something of a, you know, come to Jesus moment, if there ever was such a thing.
If there was going to be a thing, you think that would be the thing.
And he claims that he's drafting a new convention speech to give, something more unifying. And I'm thinking to myself, yes, finally, Trump's going to be more presidential. That was the thing. That was the thing. And why I played the I Can't Drive 55? Did we play that?
We did.
Yeah, there it is. Former Congressman Madison Cawthorn almost ran me over in the Pfizer Forum today. And he's wheelchair bound, but that does not slow him down in the hallway.
No, not at all.
It was like he was drag racing someone. He was just hauling ass, just like he's in a race. And I'm like, easy, fellow. Well, you know, we're in the green zone. There's no traffic going very fast here. So the guy almost ran me over. Just,
he did get in a speeding ticket car accident fairly recently, if I recall. So I guess I'm not surprised.
I think he's had numerous. But it's not just behind the wheel. It's in the chair. This man cannot drive.
It's also
55.
In the hotel room, man. The way he was humping that pillow. Man.
That's just what friends do. You know, most Republicans only do that with American flags, right, Trump?
Yeah.
Right, Scott Walker shirt?
True patriots hump the American flag.
Madison Cawthorn, I almost got ran over by somebody's hero, Dom. Come back with us. You're somebody's hero, maybe. More Devil's Advocates, we can be your hero. You'll be ours if you join us. 844-967-2789. Live on the road, RNC MKE 2024.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from Kampali and Brady Street in the MKE, about a mile away from the RNC in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. You can join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
And J.D. Vance making his way through the floor of the Pfizer Forum. He is the newly selected vice presidential candidate of Donald Trump. Hasn't shaven yet today, Dom. That's got to be a little worse than a 5 o'clock shadow, I guess. I didn't think that Trump liked facial hair. But anyways, still got it.
He loves the kiss ass and loyalty more than anything.
So J.D. Vance making his way to the stage, I suspect. We'll take you there. Will we take some sound if we can?
If he does, we'll do what we can.
If he speaks, we'll give you a little sound. But in the meantime, do we have audience members trying to join the political party today? 844-967-2789. Don calling in from the horrible city of Milwaukee. Welcome, Don. What do you got for us?
Hey, Don.
Oh, I thought this was Maggie.
Well, I'm sorry, Don. You picked the wrong show to call. We're the Devil's Advocates.
Maybe. Because I'm going to add to the document. They're going to dismiss this case or something. Well, here's one thing. Now, did not sign a document saying when the FBI raided his place, he signed a document stating that he had given all the documents back, and then later on the FBI found out that he didn't. Isn't that a crime when you lie to the FBI?
Probably the least serious of his crimes, of course, if you hadn't heard, Don is referencing the fact that Eileen Cannon, the federal judge, the Trump appointee in West Palm Beach, has dismissed all charges in the
espionage case,
classified documents case against Trump. And the rationale we understand, Don, is that the special counselor statute is not valid because Justice Thomas referenced it in his concurrence the other day in the immunity case. So apparently she's done what? I'm not exactly sure. We're going to have a former U.S. attorney to help clarify for us, but that's in the 5 o'clock hour. And we got a friend of ours. He's an attorney by trade, author these days, writing himself some novels. Matt Flynn going to join us soon right here at Kampali, and you can all come on down for some tacos and some tequila on Tuesday. Remember, Taco Tuesday, join the Devils at Kampali. We're going to do a very special broadcast and party with you right here
Come on down. Crudy, I did see the news that Nikki Haley has now received a speaking slot, man. She's going to be able to, you know, express herself. She must be coming down. I mean, unless she's piping her in, Nikki Haley will be speaking at the RNC this week.
So have they softened up the retribution tour? Is this going to be a softer, gentler RNC? I didn't see a single person packing in the green zone. I did not see a single. Well,
really?
Excepting cops.
Right.
Lots of cops.
But no, like, you know, Second Amendment rights folks walking around with their AR-15s like they were in Cleveland when we were down there.
We did see some in the protest zone in Cleveland. I'm not clear. I did see the march going on through Milwaukee and part.
Sure.
Just kind of watched it from behind, watched from the back of the march. Saw so many freaking cops, over 4,000 cops. And I don't say that with any whatever. I mean, but every street corner has a dozen cops sitting on it with nothing to do.
Just sitting there.
Sweating in the sun.
I mean, that's how they do it. Every corner.
Every corner's got cops here in Milwaukee. But not Brady Street, man. This nothing going on here. Nothing but a party. Nothing but a party. So the Republicans have selected J.D. Vance. I have yet to meet a Republican who really gave a damn about who Trump's vice presidential choice was going to be, you know, because Trump's going to live forever. And if reelected, there's nothing bad ever going to happen to the man. But, you know, just this Saturday, this incident should tell us, you know, it's a short life. You never know what's going to happen. So maybe the number two is also an important choice. And I would say J.D. Vance is probably smarter than the other candidates, has some personal success as an author, and is also perhaps more despicable than the rest because he is so willing to sell his soul to be the VP, to get that close to power.
I mean, he compared former President Trump to Hitler. Again, this is a Republican. Now
you've done that.
The choice of the former president to be his VP. Sure. I mean, if you're going to act like a fascist, you call it out. I mean, members of his own party were doing so. His VP pick was one of them doing so. So it's not just me or people who look at the behavior of someone who says they're going to be a dictator for a day. As soon as they say I'm going to be a dictator, everything else after that does not matter. So will J.D. Vance ever get the shot? I mean, you know, if Trump gets in and Trump wins, he may never leave. I mean, if Trump lives to ripe old age of 90, what makes you think that he would ever do a peaceful transfer of power? He's not been held accountable for the last time he tried to stay in office. The soft coup. We still have not had resolution to so many issues. And all the concerns that I had going in prior to this assassination attempt are still there. Trump has still not been held accountable, nor those in his inner circle, for his efforts on January 6th. Perhaps there'll be an appeal on the Judge Cannon espionage case that was dismissed today. But there are still many unanswered questions, and unfortunately, the voters probably will not get resolution on those prior to this election.
Someone should tell J.D. Vance, the last guy that had that job, they wanted to hang him on his way out the door.
That's what they said, and those were the MAGAs saying it, not me.
J.D. Vance, he is your MAGA VP candidate. Folks, we are the greatest radio show ever. We just admit it. We confess it. You're listening to us right now, and you're going to stick around. We got Matt Flynn, and we got James Santel, a couple of fine attorneys. The party rolls on from Milwaukee. RNC MKE.